Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Scott defines who I am as a person, and I will never turn my back on Scott.
Looking back, I have no regrets.
You should.
Remember we used to play ska? We don't play ska anymore.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters, and you're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy. Pick it up!
Pick it up!
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! One step beyond!
it on the floor. Get up and let's go on and we make some more. Stop, stop.
This is Ska. This is Ska. Ska.
Yeah.
This is Ska.
Make you dance.
This is Ska.
Ska. Ska.
This song's called French Connection and it goes like this.
Thank you.
surprise this boy that much. And the song is called Changes Must Be Made.
Quality apparel since 1933. A great range of sports gear for all ball sports and all corporate wear. Doesn't matter what sport you play, Masita have the kit for you. Masita offers a full catalogue of on-field and off-field apparel. It's the best quality money can buy. Get in touch, 1300 Masita or masita.com.au.
This is our last song. It's also our latest single. Big Red Bus, give us a hand. Come on, let's see those hands clapping. No one can do better than that.
I walk these other streets. There's no more time, no more reason. I hardly hear a sound as I drive my way through. Through dust and memories of yesteryear. The same, it's the same, and the same. That money won't buy anything at all. And all that is left are the feelings stay behind. They couldn't see the writing on the wall. It's Red Bus.
Clap our hands and all enjoy the ride. It's Red Bus. Yes, that is the Strange Tennis, Melbourne's finest, and the godfathers of Australian ska. Yeah, actually, went to see they played. They've got a documentary out, actually, called Ska for Life at the minute, and I believe it's going out to the States for some festivals out there, and it's been released. It's really nice kind of progression through the ages of Strange Tennis, how they came to be and everything else. Quite a few live numbers in there, and the story of Jeff Denny, the drummer that unfortunately got sick and passed away a couple of years ago. So yeah, really nice how they got the support for Jimmy Cliff in London of all places, and how they went off at the Jimmy Cliff gig. And it was quite surprising because it was a predominantly black crowd, obviously, for Jimmy Cliff. And the Strange Tennis are quite an old school. They were around in the 80s, and they're very much predominantly white band. I say predominantly, they're 100% white band. And no, they absolutely tore the house down at the Jimmy Cliff gig. So if you do get a chance for Scarred for Life, and it's only just really come out, the Strange Tennis doco, please get to see it. I'm sure it'll be on wider release very, very soon. Anyway, this is the Scar Show with me, Beefy. Thank you for joining me wherever you are in the world. Hopefully you're having a great day. What do we kick the show off with? Alice Spina out of Brisbane in Queensland, Australia. They got a brand new album out called One More Thing. That tune I played was called Obrigado. That is probably, I think, up there with Tempo, one of my favourite tunes off that album, but it is absolute belter. Please get the album from Alice Spina. It is a good listen. It really is. And then we had a live set, as we are prone to do on this show. We kick off every week with a good live set. That is Melbourne Boys, Strange Tenants, kind of jovial rivals, I guess, through the 80s. No nonsense. We heard French Connection, My Dad, Changes Must Be Made, and that last one was called Lost Ball. The No Nonsense Facebook page has disappeared, actually, so I'm not sure what's happening with those guys. They put out a bit of an 8-track EP last year, year before, called Urban Myth, which is very, very good, by the way. But hopefully they haven't called it a day, considering they've been going for nearly 40 years. So hopefully, no nonsense. They did play a couple of gigs last year, year before. No, last year, I think. So hopefully we will see those guys again. Fingers crossed, hey? Talking about Aussie ska bands, Dilip and the Davs are out of Perth over in Western Australia. They put out a single a couple of weeks ago. It's called That's Not Love. Bit of a two-tone throwback. Follow-up to their other stonking ska. I'm going to call it hit. Spot on. But this one is That's Not Love. Check out Dilip and the Davs. They are top-notch. So very strange. It's clear you are insane. The Aggressors out of Belfast, Northern Ireland. Not sure they're quite playing regularly at the minute, but I love that tune, Tone of the Times. Great stuff. Before that, Dilip and the Devs out of Perth with their new one, That's Not Love. You're listening to The Ska Show with me, Beefy. Thank you for joining me wherever you are in the world. I know there's a couple of people listening in the US of A and in England and Germany. Germany are listening. Welcome, Germany. Thank you very much. If you've got any suggestions or requests or anything like that, please jump on the Facebook page, The Ska Show with Beefy. I will flick it up. The Ska Show with Beefy, the Facebook page, I should say, all the playlists, the podcasts, the full replays of the shows, anything else that takes our fancy. We're getting ready for Real Big Fish, who are in the country next week. They're in Sydney on a Wednesday night and Melbourne Thursday night, playing with Area 7. So we'll probably jump and play some Real Big Fish and a bit of Area 7 and Chris Duke and the Royals, probably, because they are supporting them in Sydney. And then they play at the Good Things Festival, Melbourne Friday, Sydney Saturday, and Brisbane on Sunday. Great to see. I'll hopefully catch up with Aaron and some of the guys on Thursday next week. And well, you never know. I might even do a little bit of a radio interview. Not normally my thing, but I normally just play music and chat rubbish. But since they're in town, we might as well do something with them. Out of London, or West London to be more precisely, The Launchers. They released their debut album called The Leader. Bonfire Night. Yeah, the 5th of November. That's when they launched it. We have been playing The Leader off that album. I thought we might as well play something different. And this tune took my fancy. It's a cracking album, by the way, lads. Thank you for sending it to me. But cracking stuff. Please get and help these guys. It is a debut album for these boys out of West London. I thought they were Essex boys mainly, but you never know. Anyway, the album is called The Leader. These band are called The Launchers. This is called Saturday Night Fever.
It's half eight, and we've just got here. I'll have a double JD and a couple of beers. I look around and see a grubby sea of tight jeans. Big down here, our G's, and come the boys. Fuck, how's your luck? Armani jeans and collars up in their droves. As the Stella flows, it's the life of life living on the door. Because tonight, I won't be coming home. I've lost my friends, my mobile phone. I won't be coming home tonight. I
shrink outside, bleach blonde hair, and a VK blue look what the artificial sun has done to you. Another bed and too much to drink. What on earth would your poor old mother think? I won't be coming home. I've lost my friends, my mobile phone. I said tonight, I won't be coming home. Won't be coming home tonight. I said tonight, I won't be coming home. I've lost my friends, my mobile phone. I said tonight, I won't be coming home. Won't be coming home tonight. No spray, no lay, get the hell away. I've had a very bad night and I'm starting to sway. The tap is free and the paper too, so why the fuck's this prick still paying you? It's lights out, as they're kicking out, it's all swinging jaws and cotton mouth. And I've never felt so alone.
Yeah, madness, bed and breakfast, man. That is madness. And news out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Punk Rock Bowling 2020 between May 21st and May 25th. Madness are the headline act. Oh, yeah. Listen to some of these bands. They're going to be playing Punk Rock Bowling May next year in Vegas. Madness, Cock Sparrow, the Mighty Mighty Boston's, Streetlight Manifesto, Propagandy, Stiff Little Fingers. Oh, I love Stiff Little Fingers. If you're an Australian, Rose Tattoo. Yeah, Rose Tattoo will be playing Punk Rock Bowling. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Who else is there? Municipal Waste, Lawrence Arms, Good Riddance, The Flatliners, who we love. The Agrolites, we love. Jay of the Cat out of Czechoslovakia, we love. My favourite band at the minute, Barstool Preachers, are playing. Load of ska punk there. Clowns out of Australia as well. What a lineup this is. I'm excited. I am excited. Las Vegas, May 21st to 25th. Madness headlining with Cock Sparrow and Circle Jerks. Punk Rock Bowling. Get onto it. Early bird tickets are on sale right now, I believe. Discounted, actually, according to their Facebook page. Brilliant. Right. One for Mario out of Germany. The Busters. They've been around a long, long time. They've got a brand new album coming out. I think it actually was out 2 days ago. 25th, I believe it came out. It is self-titled, which is quite amazing considering they've been around nearly 40 years, probably 30 years anyway. This is one of my favourite tunes off the album. It is called World Gone Mad. It is the Busters out of Germany.
Sexuality is an abomination. Read it from Genesis right up to Revelation. Unconditional love with a lot of obligation. Down there at the station, another detonation. Medieval behavior in full operation.
Take a look around. We'll be right back. Southern FM.
It's a band called Those Fine Strangers. They're out of Coventry, England. Yes, the home of the Specials and UB40 and a few other bands that way. Selector out of Coventry as well. That is called Does It Matter? It's off the brand new Fairy Tales EP. Please check them out.
I came across them by accident a couple of weeks ago. And what do we play? We actually play Fairy Tales, didn't we, the other week? And that one is, like it. Like their stuff, Those Fine Strangers.
I've got to give them credit. They did share the podcast that they were on, and they love a bit of ska show with Beefy. Who doesn't? Who bloody doesn't? Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the first hour. Yep, coming up to the end of the first hour already. Now, regular listeners will know the second hour is kicked off with the world famous cover section, and I could well play anything, but it will be covers. They will be done a little bit differently. They will be done in the way God intended in the first place. It could well be anything. It could be a bit of Boney M. There's a clue for you. It could be a ska band doing a ska band cover. Yep, there's one of them, but that's brand new. All sorts going on. There is all sorts. Probably play a bit of punk rock. Might even play some dub this week, and there might be a bit heavier stuff as well, because brand new announcement today of a band coming to Australia next year. In the meantime, this is a band doing huge, huge things. They released an album not that long ago. Actually got to, I believe it might have even got to number
1 in the UK album charts. They're called The Jewelers. Not The Jewelers as in jewellery, jewellers as in shooting pistols at each other. Jewelers. My accent is sometimes a little bit interesting. They have already announced a massive kind of collection of dates for 2020. Absolutely unbelievable. They have been playing live all over the UK and Europe. They have sold out basically everywhere. One of their live shows are absolutely fantastic. They have got rave reviews wherever they have gone. Anyway, they released their album this year, which is called Palm Trees and 80 Degrees. And this is one of my favorite songs off. It is called Don't Bother Me. It's the Ska Show with me, Beefy!
What I found, people tear you to the ground. What a waste of my time. To my face, what a disgrace. I know, cause I've seen all the signs. So criticize with all those lies. Your chatty chatty don't interest me. So let them talk, because I think that they say are not games that they play. Don't bother me. Smile, because the things that they say and the games that they play don't bother me. Misunderstood when I'm in the neighborhood, it don't matter to me. Put me down, talk about me round the town, pretending you're being friendly. Get a life and don't use mine to cover your own misery. The line, I must decline, cause people like you I don't see. So let them talk, because the things that they say and the games that they play don't bother me. So let them smile, because the things that they say and the games that they play don't bother me.
Do we need to talk about 365 Days of Sport?
We do.
Well, guess what, Beefy?
What, Rob?
There's a great new podcast out there. It's called 365 Days of Sport.
Yeah? What's it about?
It's about me, and it's also about...
sport?
Yep. Why should you listen to it?
It's bloody good, Rob. It's officially the best sports radio show on the planet. Join Beefy and Rob every week. Why wouldn't you?
365 Days of Sport.
Get it where you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. Just listen to 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you'd listen to if you've got nothing better to do.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.